You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our weekly conversation giving voice to the online story created and published by Concentrate Media about something typically positive and helpful in the Ypsilanti area.
I'm Lisa Berry.
Joining us is the person behind that story, On the Ground IPSY project manager, Sarah Rigg. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, Lisa.
And who else is joining us today?
I brought with me Yolanda Ragland, the co-founder of Elevation Youth Corp, a new nonprofit in Ypsilanti.
Yes. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And as I preview, I'm lucky enough to get a preview of Sarah's story. I'm thinking this is a story about from pain comes purpose.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Tell us how it started for you.
Well, basically, just a give you a little background. I go by a stage name, Mob Diva. I'm an entertainer and have been in the Ypsilanti Ann Arbor area for several years. And now me and my husband would like to give back to the community, giving back our skills, you know, of multimedia is where his expertise is, and entertainment and fashion is where my expertise is. And we suffered a loss about 3 years ago. We lost a child who was also an aspiring artist. And during that time, we were just trying to think of what to do next, what we could, you know, help heal our hearts. And we just came up with the idea of, you know, Brandon was an aspiring artist and he struggled with different outlets to get out there and present himself comfortably. And we just wanted to basically create that platform for other young entrepreneurs, creative minds in the area, just to have somewhere where they could go and be creative and elevate their skills and their dreams, being aspiring artists.
So you created the arts nonprofit Elevation Youth Corps, and I guess it took a while to get the status that you needed. Where are you with all of that now?
Yes, we're all good to go. We're 501c3 certified, and we're able to collect donations now. So we're really kicking off our holiday season. We started off with a really great car wash out at UAW Local 3000 out in the Brownstown area, and we were able to raise over $1,100 with their help. So we were able to land Dreamland Theater downtown Ypsilanti so we could start our program. So we're doing that all the way through December 19th. We're running our fashion program and our multimedia program. We're also kicking off our Trunk or Treat, which is going on. It's a Trunk or Treat fundraiser right off of Washtenaw at Ips City Custom Designs. That's 2898 Washtenaw Ave. And we're going to do that right on Halloween from 6 to 9 p.m. The kids are really excited. We're going to be setting up trunks, and we're just trying to create a great Halloween event that's COVID safe. There's just, you know, right now everybody was just wondering, what are we going to be doing for Halloween? How do we fundraise? So we all came up with the idea to do this outdoor event where people can just kind of walk through and get our prepackaged candy bags and just have a good time in a COVID safe way. And we're also doing our coat drive at 734 Brewery on November 22nd. From 12 to 4 p.m., and we'll be collecting coats at Mopi's Restaurant as well as Dreamland Theater every other Saturday. So if you have any newer used, gently used coats, feel free to stop by. We'll be at 26 North Washington Street every other Saturday. We'll be back there November 7th. So we're doing that right now. And we're just really excited. We're doing a lot of fundraising and everything now that we finally got our, you know, certification. We got our website up, and we're just basically showing everybody that we're here.
When you say program, are you teaching classes, or are there performances, or what does a program mean?
So our program is basically, it's like crash courses. And right now we're doing multimedia and we're doing fashion. The next session, it will always be multimedia and something else. So the next one will be multimedia and music. So basically, we're not there to make you an expert in that field, but just kind of to open up your eyes, open the kids' eyes up in that field. And if it's something that they want to continue to do, they do. So for fashion, we're just showing you turns, poses. They'll walk away with a photo shoot. And at the very end, they'll have a graduation. For multimedia students, they'll learn camera functions and how to take some great photos. And at the end, they'll actually film that graduation. So it's just about five sessions that we do, and we have a great graduation at the end.
I understand you're also planning to talk to young women about self-esteem and health and fitness.
Yes, we actually did that in our first class. This Hannah Rose, our community director, a volunteer, came out, and we had some really good information given to us through our ESSP rep here at the UAW 3000. And she went over health and fitness with them because we feel like for fashion, that is just so important, you know, to be able to accept the body that you're in. Fashion can be in all different sizes, shapes, and colors. So that was important for us to tackle that on the first class. And we definitely gave them some information on that, and we had an open discussion.
In putting the story together, Sarah, for On the Ground Ipsy, did you see a need that this was filling in the community?
Yeah, so something that both Yolanda and her husband Keith talked about was the fact that there are lots of opportunities through school to do sports, but what if you're somebody who's not into sports and you need something, you know, to help you along with one of your passions? And yes, there are some other arts programs in the area, but sometimes they can be costly. This is completely free to youth as long as they commit to doing 4 hours of community service, volunteer work every month.
So were you offered these kind of services or programs or information when you were growing up?
You know what is funny? You did ask that. Not for free.
Yeah.
I did go to Interlochen Art School. I was in choir. So actually, Interlochen, I did win a scholarship for that. So that really did open up my mind to the arts. I saw West Side Story for the first time. I was able to, you know, sit through operas and everything. So it really opened up my mind. And then my mom put me in mannequin modeling school in East Point, Detroit. And that was about $1,000 to attend that school. But the same skills that I got from that school, how to walk the runway, how to speak publicly, doing public speaking, just light makeup application. I'll probably bring that back after COVID. We couldn't do that with this session. But all of those things that I learned during that class, I thought that it would be great to just bring that back, you know, to the community at absolutely no cost. It just opened up my mind to do so many different things at such a young age. I think I was only 12 years old, and I was taking the bus all the way to the east side of Detroit to go to those classes.
What is your dream for the future for Elevation Youth Corps?
Oh, my goodness. For Elevation Youth Corps, we would absolutely love, I don't know if you guys remember, I'm kind of giving my age away, but there was a show called Fame way back in the day with Debbie Allen. And I like that show totally inspired me. It was all about the arts, the Center for the Arts. I've always growing up wanted to go to a school like that. I just dreamed of that. I said, I really wish that there was something out there where I could, you know, get my academics, but I could also pursue my dreams in the creative arts, because there's so many different things that I can do. I can draw, I can sing, I can dance, and all of these things. If they could be offered under one roof, that would be awesome. So I do envision Elevation Youth Corp having its own performing arts school, as well as launching our own television show, which me and my husband have done in the past on the adult hip-hop scale. But we would love to allow the kids to be able to do their own television show as well.
Well, we will stay tuned for that. Thank you so much, Yolanda Raglan, for talking to us. Sarah Regg, always good to hear from you. On the Ground Ipsy, we'll look for the story online. And again, you can hear it at WEMU.org as well.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Lisa.